Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I'm here with
Sherry Kane.
Well, welcome. I'm so happy that you were able to join us. We're broadcasting from beautiful Hawaii, and I want to give thanks to our sponsors for this evening before we begin with a show where I think we're going to cover some interesting topics tonight. We're going to talk about some mailing that we received and some new materials that have been submitted to the courts in Hawaii. You know, we've been doing a lot of legal work, and we've been filing a lot of things, and I think it's time for an update of what's actually happening that's very, very interesting, not just for us, but for you folks listening, virtually everybody in America, because we're all, to some extent, victims of psychological operations, mainstream media manipulations, and the agents and agencies that conduct that covert war against we the people, our mindsets, our beliefs, and our attitudes and our behaviors, our culture is literally created and co-created by people who act as though they are agents for what's called COINTELPRO. But before we get into that, let's thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com. And before we even talk about the wonderful support we get from Healthy World Store, I want to thank Verado from Asheville Magazine. And you can go AshevilleMagazine.com. Verado was a guest on our program a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about some fascinating topics, actually last week. And you can get those archives from BBSRadio.com. You can go BBSRadio.com, click on the... and Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane's Insight Hour, and then look on the left, there's a column that says Radio Archives. If you click on that, you'll get all of our radio archives that are freely downloadable. But we ask you to make a donation to BBS because it costs money to run a network and support programming like this. And we likewise are asking for donations for the filings of litigation that we've been now posting that will bring you up to date about what's really happening here. And again, I think it's a landmark. It certainly is a monumental case, a landmark case. I want to tell you that Verato in Asheville Magazine is supporting this program as one of the co-sponsors. And Asheville Magazine is a mecca for all sorts of alternative thinking. And we had a discussion about it being out of the box completely. And there's no, you know, we're not, I would say we're not New Agers, we're not Christian fundamentalists here, we're not involved in banging you over the head with anything. We're involved in sharing the truth because we care a lot about the truth that shall set us free. And so we get into all sorts of issues, and, you know, we may not agree on everything, but, you know, we are happy to discuss everything as a civilized people. And so, at any rate, thanks to Verado, and check out AshevilleMagazine.com, and I think you'll find it interesting. Sherry, why don't you share a little thanks to the co-sponsors that we have.
Yeah, I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for your amazing products. Thank you to OxySilver and to Liquid Dentists and to Primo Life, Zio Life, all of the fantastic products we have in the store. If you haven't visited our store, visit HealthyWorldStore.com today. And if you'd like to partner with us, visit HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Sign up. It's free. You get a free website, and you get discounts on the products. Right now, you get 10% on up to 5 levels of people that you refer. And if you become an ambassador, a Healthy World ambassador, you get actually 40%, actually 20% on 5 levels if you're an affiliate, and you get 40% if you become a Healthy World ambassador. And to do that, you can visit HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com. That's 40% on up to 5 levels. Great savings. You become a partner with us. You learn about the products, and we test you on videos that we have up online. And then once you pass the test, you get a certificate. And basically, you are a Healthy World ambassador. And we recommend that you go visit the site today if you have not already, and especially if you're an affiliate and you're interested in learning more about the products. Also, I want to thank 528records.com. 528 Records is an amazing site, which actually is ahead of its time. It can transpose your music into the 528 frequency of love, which is the healing frequency as well, because love is healing. Love is the universal healer. and music is the universal communication. So all in one, you have music that can heal. And if you're a musician today, and I know all of your music is wonderful and probably healing already, but if you would like to have it even more so in that 5-8 love frequency right now, you can go and upload it on the website. It's completely free, and it'll come back to you in a transposed file remastered into the 5-8 frequency. So if you're not tuned to 5-8, then you can have your music actually remastered for you on the site. Now, if you'd like to record your music in 5-8, all you need to do is tune your guitar to 444 hertz. That's only 4 degrees up from 440 hertz frequency. So if you're a musician, we recommend that you do that. If you're not a musician and you have a record collection that you would like to have transposed in some of your favorite music, I know you don't want to give that music up, and we're not asking you to, and nobody wants to give up.
Just,
you know,
enhancing this
actually
music.
Just don't change your music, change your frequency.
That's right. Don't change the music, change the frequency, and that changes the music, makes it medicinal, healing music. So.
Exactly. And upload your albums. You'll get the albums remastered back for free in your email box. They will become part of our library. Now, for all musicians and the creators of this music, you are eligible to 60% royalties for anyone that pays to donate from your music from our music library.
And that's when we say for free. It is operating for free, and yeah, you can get it for free, but we really need your help because it costs a lot of money to run the servers, and we've been having actually some technical difficulties for those of you like myself who just love listening to 528radio.com. We have 6 stations right now, including 528 Christian Radio that I love, and we've got, of course, 528 Classic Rock. We've got 528 Motown, and you can go on there. It's the 528radionetwork.com will get you there as well. And you'll find that we're expanding. And, of course, you know, to expand, it takes money. And to actually combat some of the forces of evil that have been infiltrating our even servers, you know, trying to knock us off the air, well, gee whiz, it takes a lot of security and it takes some additional server capacity, particularly with all the music. I mean, I tell you, where there's so many beautiful people worldwide that are contributing to this 528 Love Revolution. And so we're taking over, in essence, slowly but surely. Now, Sherry said correctly, we're ahead of our time, typically. You know, yours truly, I've been about 15 years ahead of my time, and everything that I was doing 15 years, whatever, time for the last, you know, 25 years has all come true. The first time I actually attended the first holistic health conference in the United States, nobody ever heard of holistic health, and I was into it in 1972. That's about almost 15 years before it caught on, and suddenly you had popping up health food stores. Well, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. If you want to be really ahead of your time, and that time really is now because everything is accelerating. We're virtually in the end times where there's wars and rumors of wars and earth changes and weather changes, all sorts of things happening politically that's challenging. And that the challenges of these issues cause us to not just think, but act preventatively for our safety. And so music and this most magnificent understanding, literally paradigm busting, is this concept that love is an energy, that's a frequency, and it is the same frequency that the entire botanical world, green grass, is celebrating with greenish-yellow color. That's 528 nanometers of light and 528 hertz frequency of sound. And this is a revolution in understanding, and it brings us to such a simple understanding of how we're created magnificently through the Creator's love, fundamentally, at the heart of everything. Again, this is the heart of the rainbow, is the heart of your heart, is the heart of God's heart, is the heart of everything, and that's love and 528. And a lot of people are out there saying, well, Horowitz is all, you know, it's whatever, in terms of 432 being the great frequency for healing. Well, you know, that's a great frequency for healing. I've said that for a number of years now. I have no qualms with 432. In fact, 432 hertz is a energy that is a harmonic of 528 and is intimately connected in the creation of sacred geometric patterns such as carbon 6, the molecular ring of 6 atoms coming together to form molecules, and fundamentally nature is based on this musical mathematics, and 432 plays a part. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, and Sherry, maybe you can get some of the emails that we received, talk a little bit about how disinformation artists want to claim that I don't know what I'm talking about, or that 528 isn't where it's at, and it's 432, and that's where it's at, or it's something else that is, you know, basically claiming that what the 528 love revolution is all about is nothing but lies and, you know, ridiculousness. But the reality is, if you look at all the evidence, and there's a mass amount of it in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and that's my latest publication. You can get that online at healthyworldstore.com, both in hardcover as well as an ebook. And I highly recommend it if you want to have a life change, literally. If you want to suddenly wake up and see, look around you and see nature radiating love, and how you're part of it, and how you can't help it. It's the signature of God, right, stamped all over every cell of your body. Every genetic strand vibrates to it, and it reflects this glory of this frequency of color of 528. And gee whiz, you know, you begin to realize the Illuminati has us all hoodwinked. The Illuminati has us thinking that we're virtually humans when we're, enslaved humans or incapable humans. Like, we need more and more government, we need more government assistance, we need more programs in order to sustain us and help us be healthy, and that's all garbage. Literally, the paradigm in which we're operating, it's a culture that has been created, engineered by mind control agents, as well as the agencies that manipulate the media, the institutions that conduct indoctrinations instead of educations. And this is where now we're suddenly coming through the haze and the fog and opening up into the greater discerning reality of what it is that Creator put together for us, that's in balance, that's in harmony, that is musically, mathematically constructed perfectly. That's the law. And you got to move with that law and flow with that law and respect and honor that law, or else you get into trouble. And it's called karma, or judgment, or basically incarceration that you deserve if you violate the law. And so this is some of the revelations that we are coming out with now that are fantastic, and yet you would not expect us to not have the flack, not have what Colonel Bogreitz said to me many years ago when I complained about the first attacks on my good name. He said, Len, he said, just remember this. He said, you never get flack until you're over the target. Congratulations. So anyway, Sherry, share a little bit about what you've been up to and what we've been receiving in the mail these days.
Well, I mean, I think it's they're pretty much keeping us busy. I mean, now you have a good take on law. You studied law, and we are both filing our legal suits pro se in this 30-person case against us. These people are, we call them COINTELPRO or COINTELPRO-like. They have attacked us. They started with libel, and it's really organized crime. And a few of them are involved with having similar stores online as we have, and so health stores. So basically, there's unfair competition there. And the way they go about it is just truly disgusting. And it's a whole slew of these people, and they get into your families, and they try
famous
to turn
names, your, yeah, famous names, yeah.
And they try to turn your family against you. I mean, it's just crazy how they want to manipulate your life, and then that's how they take you out, pretty much, and then they want to bankrupt you, and then pretty much you know what comes after that. But we have God, we pray every day, and we know that, you know, God is definitely, this is a mission that is led by God. I am 100% sure that we were put here to fight these forces of evil on the front lines for the sake, not just for us, but for humanity. These criminals are also involved with protecting pedophiles, child sex trafficking, the worst crimes against children. And I have a passion to protect children. And I can tell you that I will stop at nothing, especially since now they've made themselves known by attacking Dr. Horowitz in 2007 and then me in 2009 for joining forces with him against these evil people, or should we say evil demonic souls. We've actually come up with a new term. These are zombies. Now, what are zombies? When we think about zombies, we think about the horror movies of...
We didn't come up with the term zombie.
No. But we've come up with the theory of it, where it, when you look at the Day of the Dead and you think of zombies, now these are people that are have physically died, but they're still walking around, the walking undead. Well, these zombies we're referring to are soulless. Their souls are completely dead. They're walking around as in physical form. They're not deteriorating. It's not like one eyeball's hanging out or anything like that. It's all done. It seems like it's connected very.
Oh boy, we're getting a little weird static. Listen to that. A little interference on that one, I think, huh?
Yeah. I don't think they like that one, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the zombies are interfering with our communication broadcast tonight.
I think that's the best way to refer to them is zombies, because they are soulless. They absolutely have no souls. There's like nobody home. It doesn't matter what you tell them. There's no reasoning there. It's like talking to a wall. Very interesting.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you take it? Let's see if I hang up. If that would be helpful. We're actually.
Let's stop right now. Okay. No, it hasn't stopped. Let me hang up.
Okay. Yeah, it's your phone. For some reason, they're whacking your phone, Sherry. Well, at any rate, let's see. Pick it up again. Let's see what happens. All right. I hope that works better. Okay. Let's just assume it was a loose connection. Let's assume it was a loose connection in the wire instead of a zombie. Nope, there it goes again. Anyway. Well, at any rate, I'll take it for here. Well, maybe just share the phone. We can do that, because we're actually calling you from the same spot. We're actually on the Big Island now. We go between here and Oahu and on the mainland to do various jobs and activities that we do. And the concept of what Sherry was just talking about came to us because of a couple contacts over the past 3 days by very similarly acting persons, but they were three different individuals that all demonstrated the same type of pathology, psychopathology, that gave us the distinct impression that nobody was really home. Like, you try to have a conversation with them and try to talk rational sense, and there was not anybody really there. So Sherry came up with the concept of zombie, and we have the new term, which is called the NEC, N-E-K. Oh, N-E-C, I'm sorry, N-E-C. So Sherry's going to share a little bit about that.
N-E-C, that's a notoriety entitlement complex, or its disorder. And basically, these people feel they're entitled to some form of notoriety. They were entitled to it in their life. They maybe didn't get it, or they need attention. They're seeking attention. But they're really programmed. And again, it's all connected to the zombie disorder, where these people actually have been, some of them have actually been friends on Facebook with us for a long time. They'll befriend you, and they'll sit there, and they'll act like they're supporters for a while. They'll send you very complimentary emails. They'll even publish your videos. And then, out of the blue, all of a sudden, they'll start throwing attacks at you. They'll, for instance, post a video, and under it, they'll say, well, Dr. Horowitz doesn't appreciate that I post this. And, you know, and then make more comments, and you're like wondering, why are they all of a sudden doing this? It's like an underhanded compliment. It's like they give you something, and then at the same time they do it so they can bring some other kind of argument up to gain attention, and it's all involved with this NEC complex.
And that's completely befitting to what the COINTELPRO operations do. It's divide the people through confusion. It's like, you know, on the one hand, the guy's saying wonderful things and complimenting me, and on the other hand, you know, stabbing me in the back. And the only way that you can reconcile that is, like, again, notoriety, entitlement. They think they're entitled to some fame or fortune that they haven't received, and that it's a complex, like a neurotic disorder. And now they're going to project their, you know, their neuroses and their anxiety and their frustration on yours truly, or Sherry, or a lot of other people where we've seen them, this kind of behavior. A lot of our friends in the alternative media, Roger Landry, Vinny in Connecticut, Howard in Connecticut, a lot of these guys are experiencing the same thing. But, you know, this is not separate from an organized criminal conspiracy to conduct psychological warfare to attack the leaders, which we are, of, for example, the 528 Love Revolution, or the leaders like Roger Landry is of We the People Network. These colleagues of ours are all experiencing the same thing at the same time, and what we're doing is telling you about it, diagnosing it, and in fact naming the names in our litigation that's ongoing. And for those of you who would like to participate in following what we're doing in law, in the court, you can do that right now. If you go to healthyworldstore.com, in the ebook section, we have the PDF files of the initial, not only complaint, but the replies from the individuals, the co-defendants, some famous names again, and we'll probably mention some of those names tonight as we go through the emails. And we'll also, online is the responses, which contains in the responses our replies to the lies that they're advancing in their defense. We're advancing the material evidence. It's virtually what's called prima facie proof. It's like right in your face. Like, here is the documented evidence that you're lying. And so that's what we're doing, and we're putting it online. And you can help us. We actually could really use your financial support, and it's all by donation. So you've got an opportunity to get those documents, read about it, and make a donation to help us in this legal opportunity, let us say.
And another thing I want to point out is one of their major goals, they know that they had befriended Dr. Horowitz, they had engaged him, they got in his circles, they gained his trust, and at the same time they were doing these other covert things to him behind his back. And when I came along and I saw these attacks against him and figured out that it was some of the people he actually thought were his friends that were behind this, they're well aware that it was me that actually figured out the whole plot. And so they hate me more than anything else. And so one of their main things, and we've noticed this is, it comes up all the time with these zombies, they'll write things like, oh, you were much better before Dr. Horowitz, or you were, you know, what happened to you, Dr. Horowitz, or, oh, the old Dr. Horowitz died, and I don't, you know, the new one, there was something on the internet, what, the new one got, on David Icke's site, it was something like, the old Dr. Horowitz is dead, but there's a new one who has plastic surgery, it's not the same person anymore, or something like that. Now, this is part of what they want to do, and they think, and it's all psychological, it's all part of a psyops, they believe if they constantly keep saying these kind of things, that eventually they'll drill into Dr. Horowitz's brain, where he'll come, because his ego is so big, according to them, that, you know, he's all ego-based, and he'll say, oh, you know, look what these people are saying, you know, maybe they're right, because if I didn't collaborate with you, maybe I wouldn't be getting attacked like this. But unfortunately, you know, that's not true, because these attacks started before he met me, and I just exposed who was behind them. But they won't bring up 2007. They'll bring up, oh, before that. Before means before Sherry. So.
Yeah, and, so one of those names is David Icke. So David Icke is named as a co-defendant in this litigation. And actually, today we discovered a new libel and outrageous claim that yours truly died. So I'm not Dr. Leonard Horowitz anymore. I'm some imposter that's come along and somehow gotten a face change, and gee whiz, I wish they had at the same time taken away my gray hair. That would have been a little helpful. Maybe given me, you know, I'm turning 60 in June, maybe given me a little bit younger body. That would be nice too, but they didn't do that. So gee whiz, you know, but you know, David Icke is a major name in the alternative consciousness movement, in the New Age movement, in the Patriot movement. He's a major, well-known character that has supposedly represented, you know, we the people in our best interests. And here you see that he co-publishes the most outrageous lies. And the fact of the matter is, how do you reconcile that? Well, very easily. And Sherry has done a brilliant job, really not just doing what she said, that is exposing who these agents are and the manner in which they conduct the psychological operation of virtually command and control warfare over the public's mind through deceptions and controversies and creating conspiracies and conspiracy theories. What Sherry has done is unprecedented. Folks, the entire conspiracy movement is a creation, a psychological operation. The entire New Age movement is a psychological operation. It is a population control agenda and social engineering, behavioral engineering through media manipulation of the mass mind. And we're naming names. And frankly, again, it's just like the 432 issue. You know, I didn't say anything bad about 432. I said everything good about 432. But all of a sudden, people who are engaging in, like, the 432 advocacy movement start to attack me and libel me, and suddenly, wow, like, man, they show themselves. They show. You shall know them by their fruit. You know, they could have come out and said, you know, well, Dr. Horowitz has done fantastic work in vaccinations and exposing Big Pharma for the genocide it's conducted and being a real help for consumer activism in the natural health industry. And he's really been at the forefront of all these wonderful things. And maybe we should give him a little respect and consider very, very, you know, carefully this 528 theory that he's been advancing and how it relates potentially to 432. Well, if they had done that, that would be fine. But the fact is they didn't. They simply just blindly libeled me and came out with all these hideous violations of my integrity. And they did that for commercial advantage. They all run competing health stores. They all sell competing books. They all want to make the names for themselves, and then they include, as we mentioned earlier, these characters that suffer from NEC, notoriety. They seek notoriety, and they feel that it's an entitlement, and it's a complex, a neurotic complex, so that's NEC. These guys and gals, a couple, I think most of them are actually guys. I think we've found very, very few women. In fact, we've found that the men typically use the social network marketing and media, social media, using aliases that claim that they're women, and they're not. These are guys that are out there, and they make enough mistakes, that is, that they say the same things in such similar ways that you realize that there's only a handful of them, and those handful are extremely powerful in manipulating the alternative media. Sherry, do you want to share a little bit about maybe some emails that we received over the last few days?
Okay, so we have received some supporting emails. I'll read one to you, actually. This is how it goes. Dear Dr. Lynn and Sherry, I've been listening to your interview on YouTube. I'm shocked to hear your allegations against Anthony Hilder, Alex Jones, and David Icke. I like both you and them. However, I will keep an open mind as to their fruits, as Jesus advised us. In fact, tasting the fruits of the Spirit has always been my way, while being fully attuned, as you state, to the Spirit of God. I'm glad that you're professing this precious teaching as to the attainment of affinity with God, and it's more than serendipity, I believe, that the following message recently came to me. I ask you to take just a few minutes to tune your mind and hence your soul to the ever presence of God in you by this message. God tells us that, quote, the heart is the deep deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? End quote. Jeremiah 17. Yet be consciously making yourself aware of the invisible presence of God, Yeshua, Jesus, the same spirit of our Creator, which pulsates our hearts even as we sleep, respondingly projects his love upon our naturally wicked hearts, which love then reflects from us to those around us, as darkened skyscraper windows suddenly reflect upon all who stroll below, daybreak's dazzling solar rays streaming from the horizon. Enter that peaceful mind state, breathe slowly and deeply. Relax your gaze until you feel a floating sensation. Now whisper to yourself, God with me, end quote. Quote, God with me, end quote, as you click on his heavenly sunrise, at the eyes of God twinkling with love towards you. I thought that was a beautiful letter. And then there's another one, but hold on.
Yeah, so I'd like to just comment on that. I loved it. I loved that letter, and that was an introduction. I actually responded to it, and I wouldn't mind even reading you my response. And maybe, Sherry, you can pull that up on the computer, and I might be able to read that to everyone. But the only issue that I would raise with just three words within that beautiful email was the, quote, naturally wicked heart, end quote. You know, it may be semantics, but frankly, from the research that I've been blessed to do and the revelations that I've been so thankful for, it occurs to me that the heart, there's nothing naturally wicked about the heart. There is a susceptibility to be naturally wicked in the egoic mind. And that mind is what's manipulated by the mainstream media and by all of this dissonance and divisiveness, this all antagonism, all of this controversy, all of this hate, the generation of terrorism through these concepts that it's the Zionists or the Jews that are doing everything and Israel should be nuked. This is actually what people are writing who have been attacking us versus, you know, peacemakers. And so the concept that I share is that the heart, your heart, is the same as God's heart. It is pure love. It's naturally in love. It's only been suppressed musically, mathematically, spiritually by the indoctrinations of the mind. Now, that's my theory. That's my conclusion based on all the evidence that I'm looking at. And it deals with this concept that for us to have a true revolution in consciousness and true paradigm shift that lead us into 1,000 years of world peace, what we need to realize is all we really need to do is do what the green grass is doing, is vibrating to love, vibrating to 528 hertz frequency, using that as medicine that shall heal us. That, to me, is the key to the house of David. It's Isaiah 22:22, Revelation 3:6-8, that deals with the end times prophecy of a key that basically opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. So let me see if I can read this for you. I wrote back, and I can't share with you because I don't have permission of the person who wrote that beautiful email. And he wrote back an additional beautiful email that maybe Sherry be kind enough to read for us at the end of this one. But I wrote back, thank you for your wisdom and concern. Yes, I was shocked and dismayed when Sherry began to uncover the connections that I had simply neglected. Hold on for just a second.
Okay. Do you want me to give?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to increase the screen here so I can see it. It's like about 3 feet away, and I'm just, there you go. Okay, so I considered Anthony Hilder my good friend until I asked him to connect me with Ted Gunderson, who had refused to return my emails. I considered, now folks, this is giving you some background. Ted Gunderson was engaged with a whole variety of gang stalkers using the internet to libel me. And he was a former FBI agent with the Division 5 in Los Angeles. He was the top expert in the field of child sex trafficking, so to speak. People, as Sherry has gone into great detail on SherryCain.com, her website and her blog is outstanding for exposing the child sex trafficking networking and the agents and persons that you probably may be familiar with that were engaged in this gross deception.
Yes, and Ted Gunderson was also working under J. Edgar Hoover to start COINTELPRO, and at the time when everybody in the Patriot Movement believed in Gunderson as a person that was really protecting children, that was for we the people, he in fact was a double agent, and Dr. Horowitz at the time did not know, and he found that out after I started doing research in 2009.
So I considered, as I'm reading the email now, this is quoting from the email I sent, I considered Ted Gunderson an equally good friend until he proved his complicity with Timothy Patrick White, Truot, Alex Studer, and a few others, including Eric John Phelps and Craig Oxley, in extorting and libeling me severely on the Internet and in person. Hilder contacted Gunderson with Sherry Cain witnessing, Gunderson stating, quote, he has gone to the other side, end quote, referring to me, thus refusing to speak with me to settle any matters of confusion or fraud. So that was my experience with Anthony Hilder. Sherry was there, she witnessed it, and we've written about it. I go on in the email to state, quite frankly, I feel like a naive jerk for having trusted these people, even as I did the last few years, after neglecting things that people reported about Hilder and Gunderson and the others. It wasn't until suddenly, for no good reason, I was being extorted and libeled, and my businesses began to suffer, that I woke up. Please understand the specific reference to extortion. I have recently posted online my latest legal filing as a reply objection to Alex Jones's motion to dismiss our complaint in Hawaii, in which he is a co-defendant along with Hilder et al. The extortion is they're forcing me through libel to admit something that is fraudulent, their contrivance that I am a Knight of Malta. Phelps's letter recently received in the Jones exhibit list states this very clearly for your perusal. In case you do not know, the KKK, Ku Klux Klan, operates primarily upon the theology called, quote, Christian identity. Eric John Phelps is the leading historian, that's quote, historian, end quote, an expert advancing this racist theology and ideology. The COINTELPRO-like operation creates the, quote, Zionist conspiracy, end quote, as it has done to manufacture the entire conspiracy industry, crafted for profit and population control, to generate commercially viable divisions among we the people, and reconcile going to war as a, quote, Christian nation, end quote, against the Muslims, or even against the Israelis. This is an old game that Jesus defended against in his time, and obviously so, since Jews were slaves under Caesar at that time, and the hypocrites and criminals in the temple at that time served Caesar and the good old denarius. So nothing has really changed yet. I am praying for the miracle of Revelation 3:6-8 and Isaiah 22:22 to manifest, with the key being 528 hertz frequency musical mathematics. This is really why they began to attack me in 2007 when I came out with the Real Da Vinci Code with the Love 528 revelation, and that is paradigm busting. They don't want a paradigm busted. They want to continue with the same old population manipulation, coercion, and enslavement, and depopulation through intoxications that they have created. Anyway, I encourage you to read our legal filings that are going up for downloads by donation at healthyworldstore.com. Check out the ebook edition and editions. They're increasing. The documents are available by donation, as I mentioned earlier. Please help us financially at this time of need. Best wishes, Len, with Sherry in Hawaii. Here's Sherry.
Okay, I'm going to have a really great letter, Len. That was a really, really beautiful letter that you responded with. And this is the response that Len got from this wonderful supporter. Hi, Dr. Len. I sure sympathize with you in this plight. I've heard from a friend that Tim White is probably a government operative. I want you to know that I've always been resentful toward the Christian Identity Movement because of its racist character. Incidentally, if you read the message titled The Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the distinction between spiritual Israel and blood Israel is mentioned. I wish I had added some emphasis to the fact that minorities from each nationality and from each ethnicity have been chosen by God to be of the spirit of Israel, showing that God is not a respecter of persons or ethnic groups. As Paul states, some of the ethnic Israel are chosen to be of spiritual Israel, just as some from all ethnic groups are chosen to be of spiritual Israel. This marvelously human concept underscores the spiritual union among all of spiritual Israel that is now taking shape around the world. There are those who feel a growing sense of love, while there are those who conflictingly are feeling a growing sense of hatred and spitefulness. This has been prophesied to occur in these last days of this age. There is a tug of war intensifying between God's spirit and the spirit of Satan and his rebellious thongs who actually infest the earth and who indwell men and women. We can see this real demonic indwelling within people and more conspicuously in the mass media. And this is what you're up against. Imagine how difficult it is to obey the teachings of Jesus. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Why would he say that? Because those people are possessed by evil spirits, fallen angels, ever since our original ancestors gave Satan permission to enter into us. It is only the spiritual magnetism of God which draws evil spirits out of people and God's spirit into them. We are all vulnerable to demonic indwelling whenever we allow our minds to drift away from God. To fight against this wayward drifting every day is to be blessed with discernment from God. Hence, it becomes easier to follow the teachings of Jesus. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those possessed who despitefully use you. Paul says, in so doing, you pour hot coals upon their heads, meaning, I think, that the demons are driven out by your spirit of love. Beautiful.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that that was a beautiful, beautiful letter we received. And, you know, this is the kind of support that we so much appreciate. There's so many people worldwide that have such caring and such anointing. There's a spiritual anointing, obviously, on this author. And that it's really, really a blessing to receive this. And it was a blessing and an honor for us to share this with you tonight on the Inside Hour, because, again, I think, you know, it was beautifully intended, and I think that the result that it can have is beyond affecting Sherry and I. I think now you've all been blessed to hear that. There's one issue that I would like to raise that this beautiful letter speaks to, and it deals with this, quote, core conflict and demonic indwelling in people, end quote. And Sherry and I have done shows on the Inside Hour talking about the difference between love in 5:28 versus fear in 7:41. And you could say that 7:41 is a natural note, and just like you can say that God created Satan, and that the dissonance that gets created when you create a demonic influence in basically justice, you know, that's what we're dealing with. We're looking at violators, outlaws, people who violate Creator's laws and are not tuned into that channel of love, of righteousness, In Hawaii, it's called pono, to be righteous, right standing. That's standing right in the kingdom of heaven where there's nothing missing or broken. It's all perfect. It's all laid out. One and one is always two unless you're a liar or a cheat. And that's really what this concept of conflict, because there's no conflict in harmony. Conflict comes in dissonance. And we've talked on the Inside Hour not just about the 432 hertz, but what's called the 741 hertz. And we've talked about the Rockefeller Foundation back in 1938 instituting the Western world's music into what's called the A440 standard tuning frequency. And that when you play A440 standard tuning, your F sharp note, which is dominant in a commonly played D chord, your F sharp note is in 741. That in classical musicology, the interval between love 528 and fear 741 is called the devil's tone. Literally called the devil's tone and devil's interval. In music, a lot of people in jazz know about it. In classical music, they know about it. It's called the diminished fifth or augmented fourth, or the tritone. It's a hideous note. It's meant to put you on edge, stress you out, and make you think that something is not quite right. Well, that was instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation to literally suppress humanity's spirituality maximally. Suppress the heart love frequency of 528 and put us into this fear-based egoic state of chaos that we're currently in. It's called Babylon in some circles. This is the deception, the illusion, the insanity, and the hypocrisy of we who live now the American dream, and yet there's something missing. We who listen to music and feel anxiety instead of peace and joy. This is what's happened, and the fundamental understanding is, just like this beautiful author wrote, this core conflict, demonically indwelling in people, affecting our hearts, suppressing our hearts, is what has got to lift, and is lifting, and shall lift completely by what we're talking about, what this author wrote about, love. Yeshua, Jesus is love, the simple prescription of love, being able to conquer all. And it was beautiful also, Sherry, and I know we had a little conversation after this. The concept of blessing those who curse you, this concept of living in forgiveness, this is a really interesting discussion. I mean, Sherry and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. It may seem like we see eye to eye on everything, but that's not really the case. And this is one point that we've been, you know, debating and looking at. And so I want you to share a little bit about what your concept is on this, bless those that curse you. My concept is that the Creator is always forgiving. And this is what Jesus said with his last dying breath, forgive them, they know not what they do. My concept is, because the Creator is always forever giving, forgiving, 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 always giving us air, always giving us water, always giving us everything that we need, all the sustainability, it's a good model. And I also believe, and I want to share this with Sherry, and I want Sherry to share what her perspective is, this concept of being able to bless people, even though they've done us wrong, does not mean that you let them off the hook. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't make sure that justice is served. Because if somebody has injured you and damaged you, again, the Bible talks about an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The American justice system, like most justice systems around the world that are just, is based on the Creator's law. And the Creator's law is that if you put something out of dissonance, disharmony, you create that energy. Well, what goes around comes around. As you sow, so shall you reap. You're going to get judged. You're going to get karma. You're going to get the same amount of damage back, because that's the way the universe was constructed. So my concept deals with that ideology of, even though I can forgive, and I'm in the best place to be able to forgive the people like David Icke who want to completely, you know, attack me and libel me, I can forgive Truat, you know, all those guys that have been doing all this stuff to me, you know, I can forgive them, but you know what? I'm learning law. What a blessed opportunity it is for me to learn law and take the law to them, because that's where righteousness shall be administered, in a court of law. And anyway, that's my perspective on them, and it makes me feel a lot better. I mentioned that a couple weeks ago on the Inside Hour. I've really been blessed. Many years ago, I thought I was cursed after I made the prayer, God, show me, give me a legal education. And all of a sudden, I began to get tormented with all this hideous litigation. Well, gee whiz, light at the end of the tunnel. I've come through it, and I now see what a beautiful opportunity this is, not simply for me personally to obtain justice, to be compensated for the damage to my career, to my businesses, all sorts of, but most importantly, as a humanitarian, to recognize that this is the greatest opportunity for humanity to realize how they have been mentally manipulated, spiritually suppressed, and abused by a global cartel that operates locally through these disinformation agents that create dissonance. Sherry, please share a little bit about it. I know that you have a little different perspective, and God bless you.
Well, I believe that not everybody can, when we say bless those, and we talked about this earlier, I said, well, what does bless them mean? And is it blessing them with justice? Because if it's blessing them with justice, then I do believe in that. Because I believe that a lot of these demonic people will not stop attacking us unless they receive what they deserve, and that would be justice for us. They would have to, you know, some people belong in cages. That is my theory. I mean, not everybody belongs to be out in the public as a nuisance, you know, and just like we think we can put animals in cages, why do we feel that we can't put some humans in cages? Or why do we feel that the humans don't belong in cages? Because some people, they do not know how to treat other people. And if they have these demonic influences, if they are programmed, then I pray that they somehow become unprogrammed. If it's something that's inbred in their blood, that they cannot be healed, like child molesters and pedophiles, I have a hard time forgiving people like that, that commit crimes against children or crimes against anything innocent, whether it be animals or children. And when you think about that, where's the justice if we just say, oh, well, we'll just pray for them? No, a lot of times people need discipline, just like animals need discipline. And sometimes they never learn, like some animals never learn. People are animals as well. And we have to treat them with the same. I treat people and animals the same way, with respect, if that's what they deserve. You know, and in this case, I've come to love animals as far as dogs and cats and goats, more than I have a love for people, because I find that they offer unconditional love and that there's no agendas, and that it's when you meet so many people that have such a cruel black heart that there's no light in them, that there's the soul, like we talked about earlier, these zombies, they're soulless. How do you reason with a zombie? If you've ever watched any of the movies, anybody that's ever tried to reason with a zombie, the zombie comes over and takes a bite out of your brain. And that's basically what these people want to do, not in a physical sense, but really on a spiritual level or on a metaphysical level or even on an emotional level. They want to take a chunk out of your brain. They want to take you down on a commercial level as well. They want to bring your morale down. They want to bring your energy down. They want to weaken you so that they can attack you. And I refuse to allow these people to do this to me. I will stand up as the warrior I was meant to be, a spiritual warrior, because I'm not somebody who fights with guns. I have the pen, the pen is mightier than the sword. And also I have my words that are powerful. And we also can use the legal system the way it's meant to be used. And when we see law, when we think about law, we think about all the injustices involved in law and how so many people do not have a fair trial and so many laws are used in corrupted ways. That is because people do not know how the law works, and therefore they don't know how to defend themselves. And then they get an attorney who just wants to drain them of money, never gets justice for them, or they can't afford an attorney. They get a public defender that works for the state that just has a quota to fill and puts these people in jail, or puts them in jail to show them as an example to someone else, to others, like in the area of natural health, puts them in jail for that purpose. So there's a lot of reasons why I don't agree with, you know, on the same level as you do, Dr. Horowitz.
Well, there you have it. That's a fascinating debate, discussion on the Inside Hour. I've got to finish in a couple of minutes we've got left. I just wanted to say one last thing is that the dissonance between lovers and haters is musically associated with this concept of 528 versus 741. Another theory that I think is very important is coming from the revelations in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and all of these wonderful new understandings in musical mathematics, is that this concept of bloodlines and genetics being predisposed to be vibrating to a different music or a different tone or a different frequency, if you will, and the concept that there are lovers and there are haters. And Sherry was just saying, you know, maybe it's just appropriate to put the haters in jail. Maybe that's where they deserve to be after they violate enough laws. And finally, you have to just basically say enough is enough. And alternatively, the concept that, or question really, can you turn a 741 zombie into an enlightened genius contributor, humanitarian, social servant? Is that possible? And if that's possible, musically, mathematically, I think it's time for us to begin to recreate humanity in Jesus' image. So we thank you so much for what we've been sharing tonight, some very, very interesting times. Again, we're asking you for some donations, and we need your support. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and download the legal filings, or just make a donation if you don't have time to read them. Watch for Healthy World newsletter. Our newsletter is going out. It's got a beautiful new format. Sign up at healthyworldstore.com to receive our newsletters. And thanks again to our partners, both Verado at Asheville Magazine. Thanks for BBS Radio. Thanks to also the Hilton Johnson Seminars. I'm doing some seminar program with Hilton Johnson now, training for health educators, health coaches. And be sure to sign up in June, middle of June. I'm doing another presentation on the 528 Medicinal Music and Love Revolution. That's a really great take. It's a very, very uplifting program. And with the book of 528, it can change your life. Sherry, you want to say goodnight to everybody?
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll see you the same time next week. That's midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii. Have a blessed week. Stay safe. We love you, and thank you for listening.